From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami.
Indiana stays number one, but LSU played smelly, yeah, and they fired Brian Kelly. You know, sometimes it pays to wait just a little bit to calculate my SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings. Within an hour of completing my weekly research to determine this week's number one team, and spoiler alert, Indiana remains on top, a good buddy of mine called to ask if I'd heard the big news on Sunday, because LSU head football coach Brian Kelly was fired Sunday afternoon. Anyone who watched Texas A&M, who's now 8-0, absolutely demolish LSU 49-25 on Saturday night in Baton Rouge, knows why Coach Brian Kelly was fired on Sunday. The Texas Aggies could have, and perhaps should have, won this game by an even wider margin of victory after steamrolling LSU during the second half. And believe it or not, LSU was downright lucky in the game's second quarter to have the lead. Saturday night's second quarter saw LSU, now 5-3, block a punt out of the Aggies' end zone for a two-point safety to cut the early Texas A&M lead down to 14-9. Then after LSU defensive back A.J. Halsley snagged in an interception to save a touchdown in the Tigers' end zone, senior quarterback Garrett Nussmeier lofted up a 41-yard jump ball in which Berrien Brown, the wide receiver, miraculously hauled in for a first down. LSU then displayed an effective running game. A running game? To complete a 75-yard drive for a touchdown and grabbed a 15-14 lead with 3 minutes left in the half. Here come the Tigers! A deflected pass interception by LSU with under 2 minutes left in the first half was turned into a 30-yard field goal. LSU looked charmed in taking their 18-14 lead into the locker room over Texas A&M at the break. The 103,000 fans in attendance were getting excited for the second half of play as the two schools' exceptional marching bands took the field for their halftime performances. So you might be asking, so why did LSU fire their coach after leading at halftime on Saturday? Texas A&M would come out and score an incredible 35 straight points to start the second half. It was like watching Saturday morning cartoon legend Roadrunner zooming by a stunned Wile E. Coyote. Over and over and over again. Rapidly improving Aggies quarterback Marcel Reed danced and raced for 10 or more yards anytime he wanted to. He had 13 carries on the night for a very easy 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. Speedy punt returner for the Aggies, KC Concepcion, made LSU's punt return team look like they were in slow motion as he took a punt 79 yards for an easy third quarter score. And Aggies wide receiver Mario Craver raced through and around the LSU defenders as if they were tackling dummies on a practice field. Texas A&M's receivers caught only 12 passes in this game, but they rang up 202 yards on those completions for an astounding 18 yards per reception and 2 touchdowns. Meanwhile, the LSU offense and the defense and the special teams all played as if their feet were sinking in quicksand in Tiger Stadium Saturday night. Texas A&M's 18-14 halftime deficit was quickly converted into a massive 49-18 advantage in the fourth quarter. And the only noise being heard in that vast Tiger Stadium structure late in the second half was coming from about 10,000 deliriously happy, whooping Texas A&M fans. LSU's home crowd? Oh, they'd seen enough by the end of the third quarter. They were gone. They departed their beloved stadium in droves, much to the joyous delight of those giddy maroon and white fans congregating in Texas A&M's south end zone. The Fightin' Aggie Band serenaded the nearly empty stadium with the Aggie War Hymn time after time during the second half. The few remaining LSU fans sat in stunned silence as Texas A&M celebrated its first victory in Tiger Stadium since the year 1994. Even Godzilla could not have created more destruction to this LSU football team. Texas A&M played incredible football in the second half. They were clearly the better coached and more talented team. The Aggies are very deserving 8-0 and a legitimate national championship contender. But on the other hand, LSU, which is now 5-3 somehow, played like an 0-8 team for most of this game. The lone exception was a brief first-half sighting of a rejuvenated Tigers running game sparked by freshman Harlan Berry with 9 carries for 59 yards and sophomore Kay Durham, who had 5 carries for 36 yards. Unfortunately, the 38-year-old LSU offensive coordinator Joe Sloan, who was fired today, by the way, effectively ignored the running game for nearly the entire second half of play. And that left the Tigers' very banged up and not so fleet of foot quarterback Garrett Nussmeier as target practice for the attacking swarms of oncoming Aggie defensive rushers. Those watching in the stadium or at home on television cannot remember LSU taking such a dramatic beating even from Nick Saban's national championship squads at Alabama. And Saturday night's beatdown in Baton Rouge reminded me of those early Godzilla movies. The giant beast, Texas A&M, trampled everything in sight and sent thousands scrambling away as the monster took firm control of Tiger Stadium. And so, LSU has raised the white flag on its 2025 season as it fired Coach Brian Kelly Sunday night. Sunday's sudden dismissal of fourth-year coach Brian Kelly will delight many LSU fans. He has been a cultural mismatch from day one in Louisiana, but his track record indicated that he would eventually win over the fans with something important: championship contenders. LSU's 5-3 record this year in 2025, though, has featured only one win over an FBS opponent with a winning record. That's 4-3 Louisiana Tech. Tigers are now 2-3 in the SEC, and their season-opening win over preseason number 4 Clemson, who's now 3-4, well, that was just an early-season mirage. Athletic Director Scott Woodward, who hired Brian Kelly to LSU, and before that had Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M, now owns the dubious number 1 and number 2 spots all time on the highest college football coaching contract buyouts ever to be paid. Ironically, Jimbo Fisher captured $76 million after being fired at Texas A&M 2 years ago. The 64-year-old Brian Kelly's contract at LSU calls for an estimated $53 or $4 million, yeah, give or take a million, to be paid from the coach's 10-year contract through the year 2031. Oh my. And both of those deals were negotiated by that very same, yeah, Scott Woodward, the athletics director. The opening paragraph from Sunday night's press release by Woodward said, quote, "We had high hopes that he, Kelly, would lead us to multiple SEC and national championships during his time in Baton Rouge. Unfortunately, the success at the level that LSU demands simply did not materialize, and I made the decision to make a change after last night's game." That statement said that LSU's football team is going to be led by running backs coach Frank Wilson until a permanent replacement is named. And as a result of Coach Brian Kelly's dismissal Sunday night, the LSU football players are now eligible to enter a special 30-day NCAA transfer portal opportunity. Wow! How about that? Wonder if any of them are going to leave. Any football players who might want to go to another school should now depart LSU ASAP. And those opting to leave right now, you're not going to be missed next season in Baton Rouge. As the Sanford Townsend Band used to sing in their 1977 hit, "Smoke from a Distant Fire," LSU's football fans are saying, "Don't let the screen door hit you on your way out."
Sell, sell, sell.
Let's lighten the mood a bit with this week's latest SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25 rankings for the week ending October 25th, 2025. Welcome back. Our number 25 team out of the Big Ten at 6-2, it's Nebraska. And they're at home for 5-2 USC this Saturday night, 6:30 on NBC. Dropping down to number 24 this week from the American Conference after their recent loss was South Florida. Now our 6-1 teams. At number 23 from the American at 6-1, it's the Tulane Green Wave. At number 22, UNLV. At number 21, also from the Mountain West at 6-1, it's San Diego State. Number 20 this week out of the Sun Belt is James Madison. Our 19th rated team from the ACC, the Miami Hurricanes, who finally will play a road game this week. Can you believe it? They're going to have to play at 5-3 SMU. That game is 11 a.m. Saturday on ESPN. Our number 18 team from the SEC at 6-1 is Georgia. And they'll play the world's biggest cocktail party game in Jacksonville against 3-4 Florida, 2 p.m. Saturday on ABC. Number 17 this week and our top-rated 6-1 team from the ACC is Louisville. And now our grouping of 7-1 teams. At number 16 out of the American, it's the North Texas Mean Green, who will play host to 7-0 Navy. That'll be a great game Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on ESPN. Number 15 this week from the Big 12 at 7-1, the Cincinnati Bearcats, who hit the road for a big game at 6-2 Utah, 9:15 Saturday night, if you can stay up that late and watch it on ESPN. Number 14 keeps on inching up from the Big 12, the Houston Cougars. Number 13 out of the Big 10 is Oregon. Number 12, the SEC's 7-1 Vanderbilt Commodores, will now travel to play 6-2 Texas Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on ABC. Number 11 this week from the SEC at 7-1 is Alabama. Number 10 this week from the American Conference after their thrilling win over South Florida, the Memphis Tigers will be visiting 4-4 Rice on Halloween Friday night, 6 p.m. Trick or Treat on ESPN2. Now our top 10. Out of the Big 12 at 7-1, it's the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Number 8 from the SEC, the Ole Miss Rebels. Out of the ACC comes our number 7 rated team, the Virginia Cavaliers, who will travel across the country to play 5-3 California, 2:45 Saturday afternoon on ESPN2. And now our 6 undefeated teams. Nobody lost last week. So number 6 this week from the American at 7-0 is the Naval Academy. They will dock their ships in Denton, Texas, well, that's kind of inland, to play 7-1 North Texas at 11 a.m. Saturday on ESPN. Our number 5 team at 7-0 is Ohio State, who will be home, of course, to play 3-4 Penn State Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on Fox. And now our grouping of 8-0 teams. Number 4 out of the SEC after that big win at LSU, the Texas A&M Aggies, who will be off this week. They'll next play 6-2 at Mizzou a week from now. Number 3 from the ACC after another impressive win is the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. The rambling wreck will roll into 4-4 North Carolina State, 6:30 p.m. Saturday night on ESPN2. Our newest number 2 team this week from the Big 12, it's Brigham Young. They'll be off this week and then they'll travel to 7-1 Texas Tech a week from now. And the number 1 team for the second week in a row from the Big 10 Conference at 8-0, it's the Indiana Hoosiers. Indiana will be traveling to play 4-3 Maryland in a Big Ten encounter, 2:30 p.m. on CBS.